Coming off of a win over the then number 4 ranked Arizona Wildcats at Matthew Knight Arena Thursday night, the Ducks came out slow, only connecting on 37% in the opening half of their contest Sunday night versus the Arizona State Sun Devils. A strong Sun Devil defense kept the Ducks at bay and trailing most of the first half. Only 3 first half turnovers weren't helping the Ducks, as their offense struggled to produce any significant scoring opportunities. Oregon's defense became more physical, switching to full court press and taking advantage of Arizona State player control fouls, thus turning the table on the visiting foes from the desert to claim a 32-28 halftime lead, mostly in part of the 12.3 rebound opening half performance from freshman Damian Dotson. Head coach Dana Altman knew that his team could have come out hotter and had this to say of his team's first half performance.
Bounce around much. Our energy level wasn't what it should be. We didn't give the crowd much to cheer about, so the place never really got going. That energy level really never got going, and there never seemed to be a rhythm to the game.
Arizona State's turnovers and inability to connect from beyond the arc allowed the Ducks to stick close through the second half, with the largest lead of the game for either team only 7 points. Things eventually fell the Ducks' way in the closing seconds as they knocked off the Sun Devils 68-65 in Matthew Knight Arena. Oregon's Dana Altman was happy in his senior leadership for stepping up and finding ways to get the baskets to fall.
It's a good thing. It gives us confidence that we have a number of people who can find a way to get us a basket. EJ didn't shoot it particularly well tonight, and we had some other guys pick it up.
Despite height advantage that the Sun Devils brought with players on their rosters listed at 6'10", 7', and 7'2", Oregon stood its own on the night, winning the rebounding battle and outscoring Arizona State 30-28 in the paint, something senior Carlos Emery was extremely pleased with.
Today we won on the boards. We made sure we got those rebounds that we needed. We just did a great job all together as a team.
With 12 minutes to play in the second half, Oregon senior Arslan Kazemi had yet scored or recorded a rebound, but ended the night with 7 points and 6 game-changing rebounds. Carlos Emery, Tony Woods, and Damian Dotson all ended the night with 14 points, once again proving the Ducks' ability to score from many different areas. Oregon was able to clinch the game from the foul line in the closing seconds, as Tony Woods, Arslan Kazemi, and EJ Singler combined for 5-for-6 in the closing minute.
Free throws after free throws in practice, kind of just stepped up there and hit those free throws that we needed to win the game.
Oregon wins its second game by just 4 points over the short span of 4 days, but as a team, that is something that the Ducks feel builds confidence for them.
Oh, that definitely helps. That builds our confidence, and even though we let them back into the game, we were still able to hold them off, so that's big for us, because at any time they could come back, they have scorers, people that are capable of hitting big shots, so that's big for us.
As Oregon improves to 14-2 on the season, they will leave Eugene to travel to Los Angeles and play USC and UCLA next week before returning home for the Washington schools on January 23rd. In Eugene, AJ Untermeyer, jreesports.com.